Okay, this is January 28th, 4 p.m. And we have a quorum. All the board members are here today. We will do a Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Do we have an acceptance of the agenda?
I make a motion that we accept the agenda.
I second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
So, consent agenda. I don't know if everybody got a chance to read that minutes yet. Minutes yet. Sorry.
I did at home.
I did too.
I was a good girl.
I think I read them yesterday. Mm-hmm. Only when you're ready.
Good.
Ready? Any questions about the minutes?
I read them earlier today. I thought they were good.
Alan?
No questions.
Okay, good. So our correspondence. We got a thank you card from Mindy Moeller, and she said, thank you for the raise. Much appreciated. So it was sent to Susan, but
it's for you guys.
Okay. Nice. Yes. And I believe this is going to be you, Alessandra.
What?
November bank reconciliations. Oh, okay. And December bank reconciliations.
I don't have that sheet.
Okay.
Sorry. But we do have
it. We have it online.
Paperwork.
Is it in here?
No, it was in here. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, and that's, oh, okay.
Yes.
I'll just read the numbers off.
That's that. Perfect. I'm so very sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Is this is the right one?
Correct.
Oh, November 1st.
You have to do both of them.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Take your time. It's all good.
These are first one is a checking account. Where is that one?
In the front.
In the front?
Yeah.
Look right here. Oh, here it is. Okay. The checking account has a total of $1,369.210, $210.87 as of 11:30. Oops, the next one. Checking. Where is the let me go with the ones that I've got and I'll find the last one. How's that? The C-Safe account has $756,840.28. That's the C safe account 3. not finding the other accounts here.
Well, hang on. Want us to give you a few minutes?
Yeah.
And please, then you do the budget to actual.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me pull the so that I can go through this.
I would love to.
So, through the end of November, we spent $1,194,702.14 out of our total budget, and that was 76.98%. So November would have been 91.67% of the year. This is on the front part of my
on your report.
My report. And then through the end of December, we spent $1,333,066.26 out of our total $1.5 million. And that is we spent 85.9%. So December is 100% of the year. So so we didn't spend all the we saved more money.
Yes.
But we have saved more money in the past, but the longer I'm here, I'm sorry, the more money I spend.
That's okay.
Well, everything
is you're 15% under what was budgeted. So that's positive.
Yeah,
so it's good. It's great.
Yeah, I'm
You're like very few governmental agents. We're not in the red, which is amazing.
Ready?
Yes. Okay. Sorry. That's getting on to the other accounts. The payroll account has $39,094.30 in there. I guess it's going to get an infusion of cash pretty soon. Okay. And the Colorado Trust account has $765,245.99. The C-Safe account has $622,570.82. And the checking account has $1,406,133.87. That takes out care of all for November.
Do we have a total for the November? What's the total asset?
That is my fault.
So that's the November.
That's the November one.
Okay. Here's the December.
Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely.
And for December, the checking account has $1,326,980.47. You can tell I'm not used to large figures.
I've been practicing. I have problems with it too.
The payroll account has $17,358.64, and clearly that needs an infusion of cash. The Colorado Trust account ending in December has $767,807.86. The C-Safe account has $624,691.20. And the C-Safe 3 account has $756,840.28. That should take care of all of those.
Thank you, Samantha.
So I make a motion that we set the consent agenda.
Second, and again.
I would second that.
Okay.
Sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
On to committee reports.
Has anybody been going to the BOCC meetings?
Well, I went to the one in early December. I didn't make the second one. All I can tell you, it was only lasted 45 minutes, and the only thing that was kind of interest was apparently there's airplanes that fly over this community in Kiowa that emit a bunch of, they're from the flying school in Centennial,
okay,
and they emit a bunch of lead. Someone says particles of lead in the fuel, and there's a person that's been appointed by the county to monitor that and see what you can do about getting them to take their students
air
elsewhere.
Quality.
So yeah, because they're afraid it's affecting the air quality. That was pretty much the only thing that was of interest during that meeting. As I said, it only lasted 45 minutes.
Okay. Thank you so much. How about the foundation meeting?
So I
didn't go. She's
kidding. Well, Alessandra, were you there too?
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah. So I just have a little tiny update in my board report. The final amount that we raised for Colorado Gives Day was $3,995. So $5 short of $4,000.
Wow.
Jeez, we should make a collection tonight.
Well, but then we got more donations later in the month. And brought us over 4,000. The foundation meeting day and time has changed. It's now the first Saturday of the month at 1 p.m. So it'll be February 7th at 1 p.m. The foundation is adding a couple new members, and they're working on fundraising events for late summer, which is going to be like a brew fest. And then
that could be fun.
Valentine's Day of 2027 is we're planning an event then.
Is there a time that that meets normally?
They're going to meet at 1 o'clock on the first Saturday of every month.
You meet here?
Yeah. 1 o'clock.
Okay.
You ready for my director's
report? Sure.
Okay. So
just going to keep moving along.
So we've got Pines and Plains Libraries in the news. Karen Kendig wrote great articles for us in January on kind of wintering, kind of like staying home and being cozy with a book. And then in December, she wrote a hilarious article on gift giving, and people are now calling Sandy at our desk. She called her Sandy Claus. So they're now calling her Sandy Claus.
That's very cute.
And our newsletter went out. By the 15th is our deadline. If we don't get it done by then, it goes out to nearly 2,000 people. December, we talked about our holiday and hello campaign and Kiowa's New Year's Eve program. And then January, we featured more events in Kiowa. No changes in employees. I just wanted to let you know that I will be taking a long weekend for President's Day weekend. I have family coming in. So I didn't know when I wrote this. I will be gone through the 17th, and I'll be late on the 18th because I have to take them to the airport. Their flights, I have to get them there by 8 a.m. So I will be late on the 18th, which is a Wednesday. The facilities updates. So Sarah and I met with the university technical assistants, the architecture students, and the advisor on December 18th, and we went over all of the comments that we've received on the drawings. And the students are working now on kind of a single design based on all those drawings and suggestions. We're working on setting a public meeting date for March, and the students will be able to present their design and get public feedback, and we're planning to hold that in the warehouse. So hopefully it won't be too cold the day that we do that. So we've kind of separated the plan from, we have what's called the program plan that we're working on with our consultant. And we were trying to do them at the same time with the architecture students to give them some experience working with a consultant for libraries, but it just, the students were off like this, and we were a little bit slower with our plan. And so right now we've been working on the plan, and it's too large to fit into this building footprint. So our consultant Anders wanted me to ask you what you wanted to do. If we can go back and reduce the plan and, you know, to fit in the building, or we can, you know, when we start to work with a real architect, we can look at, you know, expanding if we have to. But it would mean like you all would need to look at the plan with us and kind of help decide what to cut. So I just don't know what you want to do about that.
What's your feelings?
I mean, Anders wants to wrap it up with us naturally. But we're not going to need that until we're not going to need that information until 2027 is what I'm thinking. So I think
a question, which plan is too big to fit this building?
So we worked with our consultant. It's called a program plan for the building.
With Anders. Okay.
And so we said we want this and this and this and this in this building. Like some of the things that we added were like kind of a studio where people could come and do their own podcasts, or they could, you know, maybe we would have a green screen where they could videotape themselves and then put a background behind them to do some video work or something, like kind of a digital editing studio. So that, you know, that takes up space, but it's something kind of new and innovative. But, you know, it doesn't, by the time we add that kind of thing, for example, it doesn't fit within the building footprint.
The students, the plans that they drew, do they fit within this footprint?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the students fit within the footprint. For example, I mean, and that's another piece. So Anders doesn't fit in the building footprint, and the students do, but they didn't include some of the stuff that we think is really important, like the 100-person meeting room. So their meeting rooms may not be that big, for example. So I don't know, you know, how we can talk through this, we could have another study session if you wanted to look at it, or.
Well, my question is, at this point, Anders has given us his suggestions, mm-hmm. and we have the students working on it. Do we need any more from Anders at this point?
I mean,
and I'm asking you as the director, do you think?
I mean, he can help us whittle it down to fit it, you know, to choose what's really important, to fit it within the square footage of what the building is. So that, you know, that's still work to be done with him. And he, you know, he's like, you know, take it to the library board and ask them and, you know, see what they want to do, whether, you know, they want to be able, whether we want, like, these are kind of like all of our hopes and dreams, you know, in one building. Or do we want to just say reality is probably we will only have enough money to fit in this footprint.
Isn't cost based on square footage? So if you add more square footage, then the cost goes up.
Right.
So, I mean, we're concerned about cost as it is.
Yeah.
So, question. Does his plan that's over the footprint, at one time, okay, when he did his initial survey, we were way behind the state in numbers of publications for the library district. Is any of this going to get us close to those limits, or are we still way behind?
You're talking about where we are in the minimum standards, and I'd have to go back and take a look at that again to see, you know.
But the only reason I have a concern there is I don't want somebody at some time in the future to say, we're not providing enough service for the county or for our district is basically my concern. I would like for us to obviously be more as progressive as problem or as possible in relation to what we offer the public, to be as update as possible, and then to be as close to our state minimums for our publications as to how much stuff we have for a person to check out.
Yeah, maybe I misspoke. So when Anders did his initial study, he recommended square footage that we should go towards. And so maybe that was your question instead of the minimum standards. So I think definitely with the expanded program plan that Anders did, we would meet our square footage that he recommended for us originally. Mm-hmm. But and we would be pretty close if we went with just the footprint of the building. We would be we'd be pretty close, but not quite, maybe. Those are numbers out to 2030 and 2040, if I remember correctly, from his recommendations.
Well, my thought is thinking way down the line. Okay, I may not be here, but our population is growing, so I would think at some time in the future, instead of four libraries, we'll be five. And so just by virtue of that alone, we're going to increase our size to get to minimum standards. That in itself will be helping self-correct. Because I figure population-wise, as different areas grow, people are going to want closer services. Mm-hmm. And so, because right now, the northwest corner, that group goes to Parker. And I don't think we're going to ever get a large enough area there to get them to come this way or stay in county. We might Spring Valley, if that subdivision around there ever gets to the point where it is really big, maybe that's going to necessitate something, fifth library. So
it seems to me like we need to have, what we can do within the footprint,
right?
What we have, what we can do, and see what has to be possibly left out. If it can be left out, can we live with it being left out? If we can't live with it being left out, then
okay. My concern is public perception. I think if you go too big, too extravagant, the public will not go for it, because that's exactly what happened to Parks and Rec when they tried to put up that fancy Parks and Rec Center that kept, they had no idea what it was going to cost because they kept adding to it and adding more and more stuff. And so my concern is the public wants something nice but reasonable for the community. This is not a fancy community.
What if I did a do a summary for you and bring it to the next board meeting? Would that Let me do that. Okay.
Those figures have been out in the gray area, so to speak, and we're probably, it's been enough time that we forgot.
Okay. Okay. That sounds good.
It just I'm like Nevada here. We're I think the perception we need to prove to the county that we're serving the public, so to speak, and we're trying to get improve that service all the time. And as technology progresses, we're adding things, and I'm sure, who knows, 2 weeks from now, something can happen, that new technology or whatever, that we're not even aware of right now can make something better. Sometimes better is more complicated, and I'm already complicated enough. So.
Well, and I think growth sometimes can go in stages. You know, like I feel like it can grow really beautiful, and then later on down the road, grow some more, you know, with. And I think that we have to kind of be cognizant of that, but we have to just like.
It could be incremental, like, yeah, rather than just one big explosion.
Yeah, get something going,
right.
So that,
right.
Yeah,
we've got something.
We want the public to believe that we're progressive, we're not stagnant, and for the most part, I think we are fairly progressive. I mean, we're open, we're not totally inept.
Public doesn't want you to waste their money either. It's public money.
That's true.
They want it spent wisely.
To see the growth, you know, over the years. I've been here 40 years, right? And we used to have where the mountain man is, that was the library for a little while. And then now this is really nice, but we're outgrowing this. And so we need to get something else that we can be really proud of and have the community be really proud of and have the kids and the people and the families come and use and really, really, really utilize. So I think that's happening. I think that'll happen. But we want to make sure it happens.
Right.
In a way that isn't. Too much. I don't know.
All right. Well, I'll do a summary for you guys for the next board meeting then. I added something. We had a meeting since I sent this out to you on Friday. So we met with Todd Leopold, who is the regional manager for the DOLA, for Colorado DOLA, the Department of Local Affairs. He's our regional manager. And so the purpose of the meeting was to say, we're getting ready to start applying for grants, kind of outline our timeline and ask him if this is too soon for us to start. And said no, based on, you know, what I had shared with him. He didn't think it was too soon to start applying for grants. And he also gave us a huge list of all kinds of grants that we could apply for as well. So some state grants and some federal grants and ways to get like renewable energy, some different options for that. So it was really helpful. And if you're interested, I can bend your ear for 30 minutes, but I won't in this meeting. So, and then the other couple things I want to update you about the facilities. So we have updated the camera system. So if you see over there right above the television, there's a camera. And we have a camera out in the lobby here. And we have a camera out in front of the restrooms there. And we've also updated, there's a keypad on the door there. And that's what we're going to use for people to use the meeting room after hours. So we'll give them their own keypad number and they can, you know, that entryway will be open. This will be open. They'll have access to the restrooms, but everything else will be locked off. So that's one of the policies that we updated when we talked about that at the policy meeting in our last study session.
How long can it stay open? Is there like a cutoff time?
No. I mean, we can put a timer on it. So
no, but I'm thinking you can stay till 10 o'clock for a meeting if you need to.
Yeah.
Or that's good. Party, right? You like
eating? Yeah, if they wanted to have like a, you know, a
birthday shower party
or shower or something like that.
When is this going online?
So as soon as we get the policy approved and then get our procedures written. So the policy is one of the ones that we have for tonight that we talked about at the meeting when we last met. And then I also wanted to update you about the donations that we've received. Century Communities, they are located like at Bellevue and I-25 in the tech center, and they have given us some really amazing donations. These tables that we're using, the chairs are brand new. they gave us, there's a rug out there in our little lobby area that they, like a, you know, a wipe off your feet rug. They've given us, so we're going to have, like, instead of having a screen that hangs down from the ceiling, we'll have a screen that is embedded in the ceiling. And you can just click the thing and the screen will come down. And they've given us, we'll have a sound system. We'll put speakers in the ceiling here. And they gave us a meeting room podium and a lectern and then several other seats. So they've been very generous, to us. Kiowa, for their facilities update. So the ADA meeting or the ADA project, I included in my packet an estimate from the contractor. And remember, please don't mention the name of the contractor or the amount, but this is what it looks like in your packet. Okay. So I emailed this out to you all to take a look at it. And
I have a question. They keep talking about the exterior door. Are they talking about coming in from the outside as opposed to that archway that we're always testing about?
Right. So they've determined that they can't change that archway because that's part of the original building. So what this quote proposes is that they redo the whole sidewalk. So we have proper ADA ramps in the front. They'd have to redo the whole sidewalk. They'd have to redo that back door. And so if someone is in the library proper, they'd have to leave the library and go around the sidewalk and then come in the back door to use the rest.
And like, is it covered though?
No. If somebody was in a wheelchair, for example, you know, they'd have to leave the front of the library and then
go around
to use the restroom. So, and this proposal also does remediation for the entire back area for the asbestos that's in that area.
The whole back, that whole back wall thing?
The whole back, that whole back attachment, the meeting room like the office area and the restroom.
My question is, are you looking for us to approve this so you can move forward, or are you wanting to... What is the intent today of this?
I'm just presenting it for your information. So it's...
How soon could they start the work?
I don't know. I can find out.
Well, the concrete work, I'm sure, is affected by weather. Yeah. So I have a gut feeling there's certain... I mean, the interior stuff can happen fairly quick. The problem is the interior stuff is going to affect that back room from the standpoint it's going to become unusable.
We'll have to close the library probably through the whole process, I'm imagining.
You think so?
Well, we won't have...
Well, at one time they talked about having a porta potty deals out there.
Well, porta potty for the construction workers anyway, but I don't, you know,
Can't they put plastic up when they do that kind of work?
They will put
plastic. So it's not good enough.
It'd be impractical, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's easier to, they can do it like in a month, 6 weeks.
Yeah. So
as long as Kristen's all right with that.
Yeah. So how long will this take? How soon can they start the work? Two questions.
My thought is, I mean, sounds to me like spring is early spring. Early spring is probably the best weather deal. And our branch manager there needs to tell us if it's going to take a month, what month is going to be the best for them to be closed.
I don't think I would just do it. I mean, at this point, I would just do it. I don't think.
To get it over with.
Yeah. Because we've been working this.
Fine. I'm going to ask, is anybody opposed to this amount? Because I'm not.
What's the gross?
$213,000.
Holy.
I don't have a feeling as to what it would cost, so I can't.
I don't think that's outrageous.
I don't think it is at all.
I don't think that's an outrageous amount. It's a lot, but this has been, it has to happen. It has to be done. Are we going to?
Because we are doing the outside. The outside is what's, I'm sure, is what's raising the price, because mm-hmm. we're redoing a lot of ramps on the outside.
Well, that and the fact that they're doing the whole back room, where before mitigation, when we were all looking,
it is the whole back room.
I guess the idea of what we should sell the public on the idea is this is a one time only on mitigation of the back room. So once it's done, it's done.
And they're preserving the history of the building as well. So yeah. I think that's good.
So in reality, probably out of this bid, more than 50% of it is brought about just by that whole mitigation and the external stuff. So that's probably, so in my mind, we're thinking for the actual bathroom, we're probably somewhere between 80 and 100,000. And the balance is
for... Place those windows back there, too?
No.
No, that's not part of it.
Okay.
They're just getting rid of the asbestos.
Right.
Which is a big deal.
I make a motion that if it can be done in a time that can coordinate with Kristen at the Kiowa Library, that we approve this and we move forward. Let's get it off our table.
Yes.
I would second that. Because to me, this has gone on long enough.
I've been on the board, 2 years? We've been dealing with this for 2 years.
They were dealing with it 10 years before.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so do we want to vote on this?
Yes.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, unanimous.
Okay. Yeah, don't start sending us a bunch of contracts.
I'll just deal with the contracts myself.
No.
Just sign it.
No, I'm kidding. I just remember last time.
I know. But I will let you know like how soon they can start the work and how long will it take.
Okay.
The audit is ongoing, so our auditor is only on site for 2 days. So today was her first day, and then she will be back tomorrow. And if she needs to be in on Friday, she'll be in on Friday. And that's going along really well. And then my monthly statistics are here. You all can take a look at them, and I'm happy to answer any questions about those. I'm going to keep plugging away, though. We've had some delayed book shipments. So we use a big supplier called Ingram. And Ingram's main competitor was called Baker & Taylor. And Baker & Taylor announced suddenly last fall that they were closing. And so Ingram has been really impacted by that. So we ordered books in December. We ordered books in November and December, and we just didn't get them until January. So some of our bestsellers have been slow to get out on the shelves. So kind of a tricky for us. Just to let you know, some late starts and early closures because of snow and ice. We opened late and closed early on Wednesday, December 3rd. We opened late on Thursday, December 4th, and we opened late on Friday, January 9th. And we also opened late this Monday, January 26th, 1 hour late. So just let you know. As part of the audit, I went to the bank to get more money to put in our petty cash. And the bank was like, oh, gosh, we're running out of pennies, so we don't have pennies to give you. And so I realized that we need to have a penny policy because they're no longer manufacturing pennies. So I checked with Mary Ellen, our accountant, and she said that most organizations are rounding up. So if you have something that's $4.24, they're rounding it to the nearest nickel. So they'll round it up to $4.25. And then I talked with our auditor today about the best way to deal with that. And she said,
yes, that's probably the best way to deal with that, to round up. And then we have to do adjustments because we'll be off by pennies. And she said, just put that in the, like we have a line where we we're charged fees by the bank or by the credit card if we don't pay on time or something like that. So she said, just use that to balance us out.
Slush fund.
Yeah. Well, it's bank, you know, bank fees that
bank fees loan
that we pay. So,
I will donate my coin collection to you.
I have a coffee can like this.
So you may want to
save them. They may be worth something.
No, I doubt it.
There's a hoarder in me.
Right. But anyway, so we can either, you know, if you guys are okay with that, we can go with that from now on. Or, I mean, we can add it to our policy manual, which we're in the process of revising at the moment, even as we speak. So, you know, maybe when we get to the policies, if we wanted to add that penny policy to the
loop. I make a motion that we add it to our policy.
Okay.
I second that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Round up. Yes.
All in favor.
All in favor.
Aye. Have a season, Scott.
It's done.
She can do it.
Okay. So I won't go through all of the programming. Oh, I forgot. I have one more thing that I wanted to mention in the operations area. So we have I have a monthly meeting where I meet with a lot of the community leaders, and we hosted that here on January 8th, and the county manager, Sean Fletcher, was here. And it was his first time in this building, so I offered to give him a tour of the building. And so, you know, like everybody does, when you take them out into the warehouse, it's like the jaw drops, you know, kind of thing. So, when I spoke with Sean, I asked him again, you know, because every time I go to speak to the Board of County Commissioners, I invite them to come to the library. And so he said, you know, they would take that into consideration. And his thinking was maybe have all three of them come at once. They'd have to say it was publicly. They'd have to publicly notice the meeting because all three of them were here. But yeah, but just, you know, to let you know that, you know. And then today yesterday I got an email from the BOCC's executive administrative assistant asking me to schedule my presentation with them. We do an annual report every year to them. And she asked if I wanted to come on February 11th or February 25th. I think the law says I have to do it by the end of February. So I'll, you know, we'll say, I'm thinking probably the 25th of February. And she also asked if I knew about the IGAs. And an IGA is an intergovernmental agreement. And we have two intergovernmental agreements with the county at this point. We have older ones that we had as we set up as a district. But I think there's two that are active right now. One is on the appointment of trustees. And that one has expired. So I think it was signed in 2018, if I remember correctly, and that was good for 6 years, and so that would have expired in 2024. And then the other one is the treasurer's. So we have an agreement with the treasurer at the county about how our money is dispersed with us. So just wanted to let you know about that. And I think I'm going to ask if I can be on the agenda on February 25th. And then I'll present my annual report to them. And then we'll present Ruth Ann's renewal. We'll ask them to reappoint Ruth Ann to the board. And
so is that at the general meeting that
we
might not be a bad idea for us to attend that.
So the trick is that if all five of you attend, we have to publicly notice it. But we can do that. We just would have to say that on February 25th, the library board, you know, will be attending the Board of County Commissioners meeting together as a group. So I mean, I'm figuring probably Ruth Ann will want to go because she's up for renewal. And, you know, if they have any questions, they can talk with Ruth Ann directly about that. So it's up to you guys if you want all five of you to go or if you want to just send two. So
okay. The IGA, is that going to be voted on by the county commissioners, or who approves that?
So we're just kind of waiting to see. We haven't revised the IGA at this point. Mm-hmm. So we're just kind of waiting to see, you know, where we go from here with that.
Is it policy to, is that put forth by the county commissioners, or do we get input into that, or do they, you think it's a possibility they may just roll it over?
We don't know. So we're just going
to. I think if it's too hard for all five of us to go, then we should.
I personally okay think that it is
thank
better
you
for us to just have two or three go, and that's let it go at that, because
you can't have three, you can have two.
You can have two.
Okay.
And I don't need to go.
I don't need to go either.
If you want to go, that's perfectly fine.
I can tell them.
Great.
Okay. And then, we have just programming information about what's going on, the different libraries. And, this is kind of exciting. The town of Kiowa got their official designation as the Main Street community. So that's really good. There's Kristen is on the committee for that Main Street board. And their programs are going really well. And their chess club, they're going to have a little tournament for their chess club. So that's also
How fun.
Nice.
So that's good stuff. So that's
Should we contribute some kind of a prize to that chess club?
I think the library has either bought something or they asked the friends to buy something.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're working. I think she was working on like maybe a cup or like a trophy cup.
Okay.
A little tiny trophy cup or something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Not after we're done, Pat.
Where am I? Okay. Okay. Set the meeting posting location.
So we have to do this every year at the first meeting of the year. We just say that we're going to post the notices for the meeting. And what you all voted last year was to post those on the website as that's our official.
We'll continue with that.
So,
but not a physical sign anyway.
I make a motion that we continue our posting of meeting notices on our website. And it also seems that at least a couple of days prior to a meeting, we always put a meeting notice on the library door.
The official posting location would be on the website.
Okay. But yeah.
Then you can also do the additional thing on the door.
Does that need to be included in the motion? Or okay, well then my motion is to continue our official posting site as the website.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now I think so.
Yeah, but first of all, Susan, explain. I mean, just read this. Make the motion, or do you want to explain to them?
Explain. We try to keep most of our money together in our main checking account. And because our payroll account gets tapped into by an outside entity, it gets tapped into by Paylocity, and they take our fees out of it and stuff like that. So we need to transfer money every month to make sure that we have enough money to meet payroll to put into that account.
Okay, if I have an official, I make a motion that we authorize the library staff to transfer $70,000 each month in 2026 from the Community Banks of Colorado main checking account to the Community Banks of Colorado's payroll account.
I second that motion.
And it used to be 60,000, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. And I'm going to give you that, Matt, so that you have it when you do your minutes.
One question. Does the treasurer still have to sign a transfer deal once a month to do that? I mean, I did that before. Are we still continuing or have to do that? So whoever.
So we do one sheet for the whole year.
Ah.
And then and that's signed, you know, that's the transfer sheet. But then every time I do a transfer, Alessandra reviews it.
Right.
And she's actually even watched me do the transfer before, too, just because I do it electronically. And it just makes me feel better to have her watch me transfer that much money. So.
Well, the whole reason why we do this is it limits our exposure for the balance of all of our money that we have as assets. It limits it only to that $70,000.
Well, you can collect interest on the rest of it.
Right.
Okay, so we're done with that one? Okay. On to the policy manual revision.
So, it kind of feels like there's like three pieces that we need to do today. Because we talked about all the changes at the study sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So our legal counsel wrote a new policy for the personally identifying information. So that's like a completely, it's like our disposal of personal identifying information. And so, She actually wrote a resolution for us, and then we've got the policy written out. So that's an easy one. So that would be one, because it's like something brand new that we're adding to the policy manual.
Okay.
Oops, this one looks like that one. Yeah. Okay. So I thought that this probably would be a separate motion to add the disposal a personal identifying information policy to the policy name.
I make a motion to give Ruth Ann authority to execute the resolution of the Board of Trustees of Elbert County Library District disposable of personal identifying information resolution.
I would second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So you can sign it.
That says draft on it.
Yeah, we'll just
they got to do it again.
We'll make you a clean copy.
Yeah,
just and it doesn't say draft.
Yeah, I see it in.
It's very pale, but it's there.
Yes.
And then the other one that we're adding is to add the policy for the late usage of the meeting room, and that is it's the after hours meeting room. It's this meeting room policy document, and it's the second
kind of like
right
page.
So
there is what is there? 1, 2, 3, 4 pages.
Yeah, so it starts on the top of the third page.
Right.
There, after hours meeting room.
Yeah.
Okay, just a question. What if there's an oops when one of these after hour events are going on? Is there going to be a contact person?
So our procedure, basically, it'll be like Sarah will be in charge of the keypad kind of thing. So if there's an issue or something like that, they'll have a number that they can call and find out what they need to do about.
Okay.
Yeah, because she's going to have to, like, they're going to say our meeting is going to be over at 10 p.m. And then at 10 p.m., she'll redo the code so that they can't use the room anymore at that point. So they're going to be, and we'll have video that she can look at from a distance to make sure that they've vacated the premises.
We keep that video for a certain amount of time?
That was a good question, and I can't answer that because I don't know enough about the system. Unfortunately, Sarah does. So.
Well, I have a Ring camera, and you can replay the videos. There's different programs that you have to pay for, so maybe that's...
Yeah, we're paying a service that allows us to view the video from a distance, and, I mean, you know, like, Sarah can be at home and watch the video on her cell phone and see what's going on and check between the different cameras and stuff like that.
Do we have to tell everybody you're being videoed?
We will probably put up signs, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Signs will probably would say that this room is under video surveillance.
For your protection.
So no dancing on the tables.
Guys, I gotta be honest. I'm never the Debbie Downer, but this bothers me a little bit.
Well, okay.
Using the facility without anybody present on the property, and I don't think we want to pay someone's salary to be here. So I'm just kind of. I'm not saying I would vote against it, but I'm uncomfortable.
Well, Parks and Rec does the same thing though at Casey Jones, you rent it, and you can either the whole day or for a number of hours, and there's nobody there. But they do charge you a $400 damage fee, but they don't cash the check.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Do we? I read through this. I don't see any damage. It's just $15 an hour.
Yeah. So we can add a damage fee.
I think if you're going to do it, okay.
Well, no, I think a better way to solve this, rather than a club or whatever organization, if they provide a proof from their insurance company that the insurance covers liability for the any of the actions for that club.
Yeah, clubs might have liability insurance, but individuals would not.
Yeah, think of a baby shower.
Yeah.
Think of a graduation. Think of
the alcohol
thing. Well,
there is no alcohol. It says that.
What the deal needs to say is you either need to provide proof of insurance or a fee. A deposit.
I
would just go with the fee too. I think.
And you tell them ahead of time. You're going to give me a check. We won't cash it. Okay. After we check the room, we will send it back to you. Rip it up.
I'm with you a little bit because I feel like I love the thought of it. I love the idea of it. I think it's awesome that we are providing this, but there's also, we live in a real world now, right? That you've got folks that might take advantage of it in not a good way, you know? And so I've been thinking about this and, you know, could they come and do, you know, just damage, you know, just come in on sundry purposes, you know?
Right.
And are we going to have like some, I know that there's going to be a form to fill out for your event, but there's somebody that might have a really nice baby shower
option.
And then they may have a.
Well, I think the disclaimer needs to say no illegal acts will be performed.
It is. I just read through that.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, that, to my way of thinking, that particular statement right there, basically, hopefully,
But I like the damage so deposit.
So there is, this is a trend for library usage where, and they have even complete branches that are open to the public. If you have your library card and if you're a trusted user, you know, with a good, like, no fines on your card or something like that, they will let you into the whole library and you can check out your, they have self-checks, so you can check out your own items.
Grocery store.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, it's just, unattended. When we were at the Cal conference, they're talking, I talked with one of the trustees from Colorado Springs, and they're discussing that first. They have a lot of little branches out in the rural communities, kind of like what we do. And they are just, they're talking about making them open, you know, kind of unattended, you know, usage of the library.
Right. Do you agree?
I agree with the fee. I agree with the damage fee, yes. the damage deposit. Yeah, or the
damage another fee. Thing. How about limiting the how long you can have it open? For instance, nothing good happens after midnight, right?
Well, I wouldn't even. It's a library. 10 o'clock.
Yes, something like that.
And also, 10 o'clock.
We gave them a handful.
Windows to get their stuff out.
And okay. Is there an adult? Is there an age limit? Like, okay.
Yes, age limit needs to be. There needs to be an adult over 21.
Okay.
Not that that matters anymore.
I would say that the curfew time is 10 o'clock with a 30-minute cleanup grace.
Yes.
Okay, that works. That works.
Okay.
And so then, by 10:30, place needs to be vacated.
What do you want to do for the damage fee?
$400.
I mean, you can't make it too high because people might not have it in their checking account.
Well, that's what I keep hearing. They're going to bring us a check and they know it's not.
Either that or it's just like, you know, you go and you rent a hotel room, you put your credit card down.
Yeah. Well, that's another good cost too, but that's a lot of work for the girls. I would say between $250 and $400, and I don't care where it is in between there.
I know that when I used to rent pumps for lactation, we had these $1,400 pumps that we would rent out or loan out to folks, and we wanted to get them back. We wanted to ensure that they were returned in good condition, and we would take a credit card number and say, you know, if you don't return it, we'll have your credit card information. We never used it. We never really intended to use it, but it was a little bit of a leverage that we got our.
But do we have, let's say, Susan's already telling me no. I was going to say, let's say we come back here and there's $1,000 worth of damage done. Do we have the availability to even run a credit card?
Not at this moment.
That can be fixed easily. It's really easy.
Claims court.
It's something that we've been thinking about.
Okay.
It's a deterrent.
Yeah.
It's a deterrent. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, might think twice about, you know, taking better, you know, good care of the property.
How about our insurance? Have you discussed this with our, I'm seeing a lip biting.
Yeah. I've talked with our insurance so much recently. Because we rented the truck to go get this stuff, and I'd have to look through it again to see. We do have insurance for events that are held on this property.
You know what I?
So it's just the timing. It's just two more hours.
I suggest that we table this till next month. And Susan gets us information about the insurance, information on how long we can look at the backup cameras. If you all want to say what kind of a fee, that's fine. But I think we need I'm being old lady. I'm sorry.
Well, I agree with her. We have a couple of things here that need to be researched. And it would be nice if we had that, and then we could do a motion at the next meeting based on that information and know that our butt is covered, so to speak.
There's a lot of trust
involved. I didn't think of the young people renting this place, but yeah, you got a point there.
I think the clause about having a person of 21 years old to be a
That's what I'm sitting here. Dan and I are both sitting here going 21. I don't know.
That's a lot of stupid things.
By the way, we're watching 21-year-olds can be kind of bad.
My husband used to say they didn't get the dumb out till they were 35, and then you still had to worry. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, so do you need a motion to table something?
No, I think the person, whoever. I think somebody just needs to say, let's table this action until next month.
I'm going to look at this little thing.
Because it says on here, there is a deal about, it says, I move to suspend consideration of something. It's like the fourth item down.
Which is, I move we postpone this matter until next month.
I would second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Until certain questions have been answered, maybe.
Okay. Yep. This is really good little sheet. I'm going to keep this coming apart.
Laminate it. Laminate it.
Yeah.
Did I get one of them?
I don't think you know. It's because I'm always.
I found something out with my beagle thing. It's like when somebody says, hey, I make a motion, we adjourn. I don't have to vote on it.
Serious parliamentarian things in the last couple of weeks. So. I've had numerous conversations with a licensed parliamentarian.
Well, I just think of Susan knows I always move, try to move stuff along by doing that. So she gave me the right instructions.
We want to move things along.
So what do you want to do about the rest of the policy manual revisions that we discussed at the study session?
You want us to approve them tonight? I mean, you need them.
We went through those at.
We still have pieces to add to it now.
I mean, we'll still.
Okay, well, I will make a motion that the policy changes and the manual we went through on our study session, we approve with the caveat that these few other items will be added as we approve them.
I would second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
The only thing that should have been asked there is there need to be any further discussion?
Don't you think we had enough discussion?
That's now? Probably true.
Yeah, what?
We had a whole afternoon of discussion. Right.
Well,
you missed.
I know. It's probably good for my brain damage.
Okay.
That's why I have a lot of lists nowadays to remember.
Public I have one comment. Question. Could they bring a coffee maker? You say you're not providing them. Can they bring one? It says no cooking facility, no equipment such as a coffee maker or paper products is provided, but can they bring it themselves?
Well, let's address that.
Okay. Bob, the last thing, I just noticed food and light refreshments. I must be hungry. Can be brought in here, but no cooking facilities, no equipment, just coffee maker or paper is provided. But the question is, can they bring it in? They can do just as much damage bringing their own coffee maker if it shorts out. Is it going to be no coffee, or can they bring their own coffee maker?
I think if they're paying $15 an hour and they want to bring their own maker, I would.
But maybe that language should be changed to suggest that they can bring their own.
And there needs to, the place needs to be left clean.
It says that in the policy. Right.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a nice service.
Yes.
I think it's a good thing. I think it serves the community.
But devil's advocate is not necessarily a bad thing.
No. Yeah, and I know it's nerve wracking. Yeah.
It's like an Airbnb, you know, an Airbnb. You have to trust that the people are going to take care of your properties. Yes. They have cameras.
Lisa Jones Park waived the damage deposit. That was a little insulting. Is it because I look like an old lady that you would have been? You think I can't do any damage?
No carousing coming from you. Okay, so I guess since we don't have any public, we have no public comment. Any other items or business from a board member?
No.
Okay. Our next meeting
will be Wednesday, February 25th, 2026, 4 p.m. And that'll be our regular library board meeting.
Would make a motion that we adjourn.
A second.